Good morning. It's January 8, 2026. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app. This commentary focuses on the most oversold stocks within the information technology sector. According to a recent report from Benzinga, these companies may present attractive buying opportunities as they are currently undervalued. One way to gauge whether a stock is oversold is through the Relative Strength Index, or RSI, which measures a stock's price performance on days when prices rise compared to days when they fall. A stock is generally considered oversold when its RSI falls below 30. This indicator can provide traders with insights into potential short-term performance. Benzinga has identified several major players in the technology sector that have an RSI near or below this threshold, highlighting them as potential investment opportunities. For those who are interested in exploring additional rankings and comparisons, Benzinga also offers tools for evaluating similar stocks.
This commentary focuses on the grain market, particularly the updates on corn, soybeans, and wheat. In a new piece by the Andersons Trade Group, they highlighted the upcoming schedule for reporting and commentary related to the grain market. The United States Department of Agriculture will provide monthly reports that play a crucial role during significant crop progress periods, which are particularly vital from spring through the harvest season. The Andersons will be sharing updates every 2 to 3 weeks during this time to keep investors and stakeholders informed. Looking ahead, it's important to note that major holidays throughout the year will result in a pause for their video updates. For example, there will be no videos on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day in January, President's Day in February, and several other holidays throughout the year, including Independence Day and Thanksgiving. These updates are essential for those involved in or following the grain markets, as they offer timely insights into crop conditions and market trends.
This report covers Ferrari NV's upcoming financial results announcement and recent share buyback activity. Market observers at Globe Newswear noted that Ferrari plans to release its financial results for the full year and fourth quarter of 2025 on February 10, 2026. The company will host a live audio webcast and conference call beginning at 2 p.m. GMT. For those interested in joining, registration in advance is necessary, and details will be available on Ferrari's corporate website prior to the event. Additionally, a replay of the session will be accessible for 2 weeks after the call for anyone unable to attend live. In another development, Ferrari recently completed share repurchases as part of its 360 million euro buyback program, which signals the company's commitment to returning value to shareholders. This strategic move can often indicate management's confidence in the company's future performance.
This report covers the recent fundraising move by Simon Property Group through the issuance of senior notes. Market observers at Prop News Time highlighted that Simon Property Group, a leading owner and operator of shopping malls worldwide, has successfully raised $800 million by selling these senior notes. This move enhances the company's long-term funding capabilities and demonstrates its ongoing access to debt capital markets. Despite the current challenges in the retail sector and fluctuating interest rates, senior notes are a favored financing instrument for large real estate firms, as they hold priority for repayment, providing a more secure form of financing. The issuance of these notes is part of Simon Property Group's broader strategy for capital management, which has historically focused on maintaining liquidity, refinancing existing debts, and funding selective investments. The company has a diverse portfolio that spans across multiple regions, including the United States, Europe, and Asia. And this latest financing initiative enables it to continue to manage its obligations effectively while supporting redevelopment projects and maintaining financial stability. As retail real estate conditions evolve, Simon Property Group's proactive approach in securing financing reflects its commitment to adapting to market changes and ensuring robust asset management.
This report covers recent institutional investment activity and analyst sentiment regarding Intuit Inc. MarketBeat's latest research indicates that Park Avenue Securities has increased its stake in Intuit by 18% during the third quarter, bringing its total holdings to over 16,000 shares, valued at approximately $11 million. This surge in ownership is part of a broader trend, as several other institutional investors have also increased their positions in the company significantly. For example, Tortoise Investment Management raised its stake by an astounding 540%, while Westside Investment Management and Dogwood Wealth Management also reported substantial increases in their holdings. Collectively, hedge funds and institutional investors currently control over 83% of Intuit's stock. In terms of market sentiment, analysts are largely optimistic about Intuit's future. Truist recently initiated coverage with a buy rating and set a price target at $739, indicating potential upside from current levels. Furthermore, Intuit's fundamentals appear to be improving, with strong, recurring revenue streams from its popular products like QuickBooks and TurboTax, which supports its premium valuation despite some concerns about its price being considered expensive. Intuit also announced a quarterly dividend of $1.20 per share, reaffirming its commitment to returning cash to shareholders. This dividend, set for distribution in mid-January, adds a modest yield of 0.7%, which can bolster investor sentiment. However, there are mixed signals as well. Recent insider selling, including a significant reduction in holdings by Chief Financial Officer Sandeep Aujla, may have contributed to some negative sentiment in the market. Insider sales can often raise eyebrows among investors, even if they are for personal reasons. Looking at the stock's performance, Intuit shares opened at $651, with a 12-month range between $532 and $813. The company reported revenues of $3.87 billion for the last quarter, surpassing analyst expectations, and it has set guidance for future earnings per share in the range of 3.63 to 3.68 for the next quarter. Overall, while Intuit shows strong fundamentals and growing institutional interest, there are cautionary signs that investors should consider as they navigate the stock's current landscape. This report focuses on recent developments regarding Duke Energy Corporation and its stock activity. In a new piece by MarketBeat, it was revealed that Park Avenue Securities has increased its stake in Duke Energy by nearly 20% during the third quarter, now holding over 79,000 shares valued at just under $10 million. This move reflects a growing interest among institutional investors in the utilities sector. Other funds are also making adjustments, with Legacy Investment Solutions acquiring a new stake valued at about $28,000 and Masquemal Wealth Management expanding its holdings by more than 50%. Notably, Trifecta Capital Advisors and Anfield Capital Management made impressive increases in their stakes, showcasing a strong institutional appetite for Duke Energy shares. On the operational front, Duke Energy is set to implement rate changes in South Carolina, which should positively impact near-term revenues for its local subsidiaries. Additionally, the company has made headlines with its hydrogen production initiative in Florida, marking a significant step towards sustainable energy solutions in the U.S. Duke has also announced a quarterly cash dividend of $1.065 per share, reinforcing its commitment to returning capital to shareholders. However, the company faces some challenges, including reported customer outages in southern Indiana, which could elevate storm-related costs and affect cash flow. Looking at the stock's performance, shares of Duke Energy opened at $116.26, reflecting a slight decline recently. Analysts maintain a generally positive outlook with a consensus rating of moderate buy. and an average target price of $136.50. As the utility sector continues to evolve, Duke Energy remains a significant player, albeit with some near-term risks to monitor.
This report discusses recent institutional investment activities and financial performance for Citigroup Inc. MarketBeat's latest research indicates that Park Avenue Securities has increased its stake in Citigroup, i.e. 10% during the third quarter, now holding approximately 95,000 shares valued at nearly $10 million. In addition, several other institutional investors, including Howard Hughes Medical Institute and DHJJ Financial Advisors, have also made moves either by entering positions or significantly expanding existing ones. This trend reflects a growing interest in Citigroup among larger financial entities, with hedge funds and other institutions holding over 71% of the stock. On the trading front, Citigroup shares opened at $121.39 recently, following a period of strong performance where the stock has surged around 65% over the past year. This uptick is attributed to improved investor sentiment driven by strategic company decisions, regulatory easing, and a favorable interest rate environment. The company recently reported earnings that exceeded expectations, with earnings per share reaching $2.24 against a consensus prediction of $1.89. Revenue also surpassed forecasts, coming in at $22 billion, a 9.3% increase year over year. In terms of dividends, Citigroup announced a quarterly payout of 60 cents, translating to an annualized yield of 2%. This reflects a disciplined approach to returning capital to shareholders, with a payout ratio of approximately 33%. However, not all news is positive. Citigroup recently faced a setback with the departure of a high net worth advisory team, which resulted in a significant loss of assets under management. This could potentially dampen investor sentiment in the wealth management sector of the bank. Looking ahead, analysts maintain a consensus rating of moderate buy for Citigroup, although opinions vary, with some firms adjusting their price targets upward while others express caution. Overall, the stock's trajectory will likely be influenced by upcoming earnings reports and broader market conditions. This commentary covers the outlook for the United States power and utility sector, the potential impact of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement Review, and the resilience of UK banks in 2026. In a statement, S&P Global highlighted that electricity prices in the U.S. are on the rise, largely driven by increasing demand from technology companies building data centers to support advancements in artificial intelligence. This surge in demand is prompting utilities to adjust, with capital expenditure plans exceeding $1 trillion. As the energy landscape evolves, the podcast Energy Evolution featured insights from industry experts discussing the implications of these trends, including the future of renewable energy and the attraction of utility stocks to new types of investors. Meanwhile, the upcoming review of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, set for July 2026, poses risks for the North American economy, particularly in the metals trade. Experts suggest that the negotiations could become contentious, potentially leading to significant changes that might upset the established trade relations among the three countries. On the banking front, S&P Global Ratings has a stable outlook for UK banks, indicating a resilient sector backed by strong earnings and disciplined cost management. They anticipate growth in shareholder distributions, even as some banks may adjust their regulatory capital guidance ahead of new regulations coming in January 2027. Overall, S&P Global's latest insights reflect a complex interplay of factors shaping the future of energy, trade, and banking as we move into 2026.
This report discusses Microchip Technology's new firmware designed for NVIDIA's DGX Spark personal AI supercomputers. Globe Newswire highlights that Microchip Technology has released custom firmware for its NEC1723 embedded controller, which aims to enhance system management for AI workloads on NVIDIA's platform. This innovation is significant as it addresses the growing demand for optimized performance and security in advanced computing architectures. The MEC1723 embedded controller is crucial for managing various system functions, including power sequencing and alerts. The new firmware goes beyond basic operations, ensuring reliable performance and improved functionality tailored to NVIDIA's architecture. Nuri Dagdaviran, a corporate vice president at Microchip Secure Computing Group, emphasized the importance of this collaboration in delivering secure and customized solutions for modern computing needs. Microchip's embedded controllers are designed for a range of applications, from industrial to consumer markets, supporting next-generation notebooks and desktops. Their advanced management features make them well-suited for high-performance computing requirements, further solidifying Microchip's position in the semiconductor industry.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.